There is a very specific and just deeply unsettling moment when you're sitting in your quiet living room, right? And you hear this faint scratching coming from inside the walls.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely the worst sound.
It really is. It's the exact moment you realize nature has basically decided to move in with you. So, welcome to this deep dive. Our mission today is decoding exactly what you should do when wildlife crosses that threshold.
Exactly.
And, since both of us deal with these invasions every single day as experts over at J-Roy Pest Control, we're going to walk you through the actual mechanics of taking your house back.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing to remember right off the bat, well, the core rule here is that the clock starts ticking the second you hear that noise.
Right.
Time really is the biggest factor. I mean, the longer an animal is allowed to establish a den, the more a minor nuisance turns into a massive structural failure.
Because time is so critical, right? Missing those early warning signs is probably the biggest mistake people make.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't just mean obvious things like, a raccoon staring at you from the rafter.
Right, the signs are usually much more subtle than that.
Exactly. So before someone accidentally corners an animal up in their attic, what exact signs should they be listening or looking for?
Well, you'll want to listen for unexplained scratching, but specifically the rhythm of it at night. Nocturnal animals are super active then, trying to carve out nesting space.
Oh, wow. Just carving out the actual insulation.
Yeah, exactly. You'll find physical damage to soffits, torn insulation, and droppings, of course. And that physical damage isn't just them being destructive for fun.
Right. They have a biological reason to do it.
Yeah, like rodents, for instance. They have constantly growing incisors, so they gnaw on your electrical wires and the wood framing simply to file their teeth down.
Which creates a massive fire hazard.
A huge one. While simultaneously, opening up larger entry points for bigger predators to get inside later.
Which just creates this terrifying cascade effect. And I mean, when homeowners realize this, the immediate instinct is usually to just grab a ladder and confront the animal themselves.
Which is a terrible idea.
It really is. I always compare a wild animal trapped in a human structure to a, well, like a panicked burglar.
That's a really great analogy.
Right. They didn't intend to get stuck, but once they realize they can't easily escape, their fight or flight response just locks completely into fight.
Their aggression spikes exponentially when they feel threatened.
So confronting them yourself is incredibly dangerous.
Extremely dangerous. A raccoon or an opossum that feels its escape route is blocked, well, it will lash out with teeth and claws. It is a severe safety risk.
Yeah, which is why handling them without protective gear usually ends in a trip to the emergency room.
Exactly. You need the right behavioral training and the proper gear.
Okay, so I want to push back on something, though. I've always assumed the logical fix, if you don't confront them directly, is just trapping them.
A lot of people think that, yeah.
Yeah, like you go to the hardware store, buy a cage, set it up with some bait, and then you just safely relocate the raccoon. If I manage to do that, isn't the problem solved? Why isn't removal enough?
That is the trap of the quick fix right there. Removing the animal without structural exclusion is, well, it's like trying to fix a leak in a boat by just bailing out the water.
Ah, you're not actually fixing the hole itself.
Right. If you don't seal the hull, the pressure of the ocean will eventually force the water right back in. Wildlife works the exact same way.
So you just get new tenants immediately.
Exactly. If you trap a squirrel but leave that chewed-out vent open, you have literally just freed up premium, pre-warmed real estate for the next squirrel.
And it's not even just random chance that another animal finds that same hole, is it?
No, they are quite literally being guided to it. Animals leave pheromone trails in the wood and the insulation as they move around.
Wait, really? So they're leaving chemical signals?
Yeah, chemical signals everywhere. So even if the original tenant is miles away in a forest, you've still got a chemical neon sign on your house broadcasting an open vacancy.
That is wild.
It is, and that's exactly why our professional intervention focuses heavily on the mechanics of exclusion. Removing the animal safely is one part, but sealing the home is the true fix.
So what does that exclusion actually look like in practice?
Well, we use these things called one-way exclusion doors. It is a fascinating piece of hardware, actually.
How do those work?
It basically allows the animal to exit the structure to go forage, but the mechanism physically prevents them from pushing their way back inside.
Oh, that's incredibly smart. So it's totally humane.
Very humane. Once they are safely locked out, we can permanently seal the entry point with heavy gauge steel mesh.
Right, so they can't just chew through it again.
Exactly. And then we neutralize those pheromone trails so future animals aren't attracted to the spot.
It really does require a comprehensive approach. Defending your home isn't just a DIY weekend project, you know. To protect your family, it demands humane, trained expertise to ensure the outdoors actually stays outdoors.
Treating the root structural vulnerability is really the only permanent solution.
Which brings up a completely different vulnerability to consider before we wrap up today.
Oh, what's that?
Well, for everyone listening, next time you look at your property from the outside, check your landscaping. Are the branches of your oak tree touching your roof line?
Ah, the natural staircase.
Exactly. Because you might have perfectly sealed siding, but an overgrown tree is essentially a wide open front door, bypassing all your ground level defenses and leading directly into your attic.
It is definitely something you want to evaluate right away.
Absolutely. For professional help, call J. Roy Pest Control at 985-641-3960.